From the structural point of view, so you've led multiple design teams throughout your career. Can you maybe give some insight what, you know, what kind of roles people have there and how you structurally divide them? Maybe you think that the perfect way of doing things is splitting them up in little groups of 2-3 people, or maybe a larger divisions or something like that. What is the best way of doing things from your standpoint?
I think it depends on the company's culture. So you might have cultures where a company culture where teams of 20 are the norm, and it's, you know, you're not going to get anywhere trying to change that dynamic, right? 20 is what they work with, and 20 is the number of experts they feel like they need to have a complete team. And you have to work with that. So I think on the design side of it, where the problems come in are, depending on the team size, you might have a small percentage of design people who are involved in that team who need to have a voice. And sometimes if they're outnumbered, it becomes an issue, especially with distributed teams, because there might be some folks who are actually in an office doing work together on a daily basis, and there might be some who are, and the rest might be scattered throughout home offices or different locations, and it becomes an equation of just visibility, right? So even if you have two designers on a team of 20, if they're not visible, if their voice isn't doesn't have authority or is not heard or is not frequently part of the important conversations, then it becomes less of an influencer and more of just a participant as a design consultant or a team member. So I think it comes down to thinking about how important is it for the team to hear each other on a frequent basis, and what are the channels by which people do that. And it can come down to technology. Like right now we're talking via, I thought it was Skype. I think we're on Zoom now. We changed a couple of times, but deciding the platforms for how people communicate, how visible those team members are, and what frequency they interact together. So I don't think there's a hard and fast kind of number or formula for it. It's more about trying to balance the team so that they have the right foundation to start collaborating effectively together.